end. This year should be in Spetzchus Rabban and Ramatzi Shigichu. Nishmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel. Schus Moshe Rambeshdin Rabbi Rabban Moshe Mordechai. Shulchan Aruch and Tines, and it's based on the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu Agon Rav Moshe Zatzal. In the Shulchan Aruch and Tines Sfiris Omer, he writes, B'yom HaRishon Omer Yom Yom Echad Bo Omer Ad Shemiyeh L'Shiva Yomim Az Yom HaYom Shiva Yomim. And in the Chok Yankov there on the Daf, he writes, Haskam Sachonim Shlomer Shehayom. So we have a Psakir of the Shulchan Aruch that in the first day of the Omer, he says, today is the first day, and then he gets to the seventh day, and then he says, HaYom Shiva Yomim. But the Chok Yankov adds that the Haskam of the Achronim is, the Achronim agree, you shouldn't say Shehayom. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kideshanu B'Sosan Al Sfiras HaOmer Shehayom Yom Echad Bo Omer. So you don't say that. Ubemis Mishomer Hayom Lo Ashtabesh V'Yesh Lo Mi Lismoch. But somebody who does say Shehayom isn't messing up, and he has on what to rely. And he brings from this from the Rokeach, the Ma'aril, etc. So we have numerous Rishonim that hold that Sfiras HaOmer is a shirk of Shana Sotzon al Sphere, so Omer Shayom Kach Vakach Omer. The normal way of doing a mitzvah is first you make the bracha, then you mekayim the mitzvah. Like you do Lahaniach Tfilin, and then you put on your Tfilin al Sphere, so Omer, and then you bless you count the Omer. However, according to those who shown him, you include the sphere with the bracha. In other words, you can say it all in one sentence. Asher kedeshanu sasan al sphere se'omer. Shehayom, that today is kach v'kach ba'omer. That's hemshech ha'bracha. According to these Rishonim, it's pashut that the amen you make after the sphere. So you see here, the bracha is mitzdarif to the sphere. So we don't paskin that way, but we have to understand this opinion. How is Sfira different than all other mitzvahs? That here you're mitzarif the bracha to the mitzvah. Normally you do the bracha and the mitzvah separately. Here the bracha and the mitzvah are done as one. Shehayom, that today is, and then you count together with the bracha. So recently we spoke about the idea the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, you're sofer the Omer. You don't say you're counting from the Omer, you're sofer the Omer itself. What's the inyan of the Omer? It says in the Torah, Ki sabo al aretz, uktzartim et ktzira, vevesim es Omer, reishis ktzirichem al hakohen. So when it says uktzartim es ktzira, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you harvest the harvest, this means האופן שבו אנו מקבלים את הדבר שממנו אנחנו חיים זה הקציר. כי לחם זה עיקר מזונו של האדם. How do we get our life? From the harvest. Because bread is the primary food of man. That's where you get your chiyus from. So when we're kotzer, when we take from the blessing of the land, from what grew, from what sprouted, we have to take the reishis hakotzer and we give it to the borei olam as a karbon. And then what we eat afterwards is all from Shulchan Gavoah. It's all from God, the whole Hemshech HaKatzir. It's all the continuum from the original carbon. This is all from God. It all has the spark of God in it. It's all Omer. Omer is B'gematria Yakar. Kavod, honor, glory, importance, meaning, value. Reishit HaKatzir is Shulchan Gavoah, U'mishulchan Gavoah anachnu zochim. אנו ראשית הקציר ניתנת כביכול אליו יתברך, ומשם אנחנו חיים. So that's where we're living from. We give the ratios HaKatzir to Hashem. And that's where we live. כיוון שזה הרי שורש עניין הספירה. What's the union of the sphere? To take what started and make it continue. Take Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Omer, which is the day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we continue it forward. So it all goes from there. So this Ktzira that we bring to Hashem, and we show that all our food is from Hashem, we said Omer is the amount of food that a person needs to eat for a day. That's a shear, it's an amount. So we take that and we continue, and we show that all our food comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we're mitzarif everything to the Omer. So we're really counting the Omer. Counting is giving value, giving importance. And we're continuing the Omer. The Omer goes further. So our hemshech is the hemshech of the Omer. We're being sofer, we're counting, we're giving significance and importance to the Omer. That all of our kiyum is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We learn in Edios at the end of the second parak, named Rabbi Akiva, Afuya omer chamishat dvarim shel 12 chodesh, Mishpat Dor HaMabul 12 chodesh, Mishpat Iyov 12 chodesh, Mishpat Mitzrim 12 chodesh, Mishpat Gog Magog latid lavo 12 chodesh, Mishpat Rishayim beGehinom 12 chodesh, שנאמר והיה מדי חודש בחודשו. רבי יוחנן בן נורי אומר, מן הפסח ועד העצרת, שנאמר ומדי שבת בשבתו. רבי עקיבא לומד זאת מפסוק, שמשך זמן הדין של משפט אותם רשעים יורדי גיהנום is 12 months. 12 months in Gehenom. Whenever you see 12 months, this is a complete cycle of time. We call a shana. Ze hekef shalem shechozer al atzmo. Ze chozer v'nishna, it keeps repeating itself. Those are the 12 years, the 12 months. So shana, shoneh, keeps repeating itself. The Ravid explains the limit from the pasuk v'yam midei chodesh bechodesho. Mashma be'oto chodesh atzmo, kolomar minisan l'nisan, o mitishrei l'tishrei, midei chodesh bechodesho, hakavana, כשיגיע שוב אותו חודש זה נקרא שיש כאן שנה שלמה, עברנו מעגל שלם של זמן, עברנו מחזור שלם. So that's what it means in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. והיה מדי, to prove that Mishpat Gehenom is 12 months, etc. All the other 12 months is, the Ramabu was 12 months, Eov was 12 months, the Mitzrim were 12 months, Gog u'Magog is 12 months. Rishayim Gehenom is 12 months. Midei Chodesh b'Chodesho. From Nisan to Nisan. That's a Hekev Shalem Shel Zman. So all of the judgments in the Mishnah are complete judgment. Shekilu tzrich livrot tzura chadasha. Elu mishpatim she'enam shayachim l'seder chayim haragil. Elahim etkavnim shemikan ve'elach צריכים התחלה חדשה. הם צריכים ליצור מציאות חדשה. וכשצריך ליצור מציאות חדשה, צריך להישפט במשך י' ב' חודש. וי' ב' חודש הכוונה שזה משפט שצריך להתפרס על כל סדר הזמן כולו. ולאחר שהמשפט הזה עבר את כל סדר הזמן, או אז מתחיל סדר זמן, סדר חדש של זמן. מתחילים שוב פעם את אותו דבר. וכעת אפשר כאילו להתחיל מחדש. היינו זה מחזור והיקף שלם. שאחריו מגיעה התחלה חדשה. So all the judgments are a complete judgment and something new has to be created. So it's not a regular judgment, it's a new beginning, a new reality. And we have to create a new reality in 12 months. 12 months means that it spreads over all the Seder HaZman that we have. And then after we go through this Seder HaZman, now is a new Seder HaZman. And you could start anew, you could do a restart, itchul, what they call in the modern Hebrew. Machzor ve'kef shalem, and then you have a new beginning. The Rishonim had and explain how do we know Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho is talking about Din U'Mishpat B'nei Adam, that they have to be judged. So they say, so says the Rambam, also the Ravid, we see it weiter Mehemshech HaPesukim, V'yam Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho U'Midei Shabbat B'Shabbato Yavo kol basar l'shtachavot l'fanai amar Hashem. And then it says, V'yitzu v'ru b'pigrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi, ki tola'atam lo tamut, v'isham lo tichbe, v'ayad dera'on l'chol basar. So afterwards it talks about, after the pasuk of Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho, it talks about the corpses of the sinners, and the fire that's burning in them, on their souls, and that they're a disgrace. And the Gemara darshins this about the Rishayim, that are nidonim adori doros. So it turns out the psukim are split up into two. Midei Chodesh b'chodesho, midei Shabbat b'Shabbato, yavo kol basar l'shtachavot lefanai. In other words, he's going to come back every month, every week, to bow before me. But then b'hemshech, v'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi, ki hem yu nidonim le'olam. So the first drasha is on the people who are judged midei chodesh b'chodesho for 12 months, from Nisan to Nisan, from Iyar to Iyar. Whenever they die, it's 12 months. And we know it's talking about din, because Vayter talks about din, but that's a din that's going to keep going. It's not going to stop. V'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi. Those who are judged l'dorei doros. So that's the end of the Nevuah of Yeshayahu, it's about the future. And when we read this, we don't want to end with something so difficult, with V'yatzu v'ru b'pigrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi. Ki tola'atam lo tamut v'isham lo tichbeh v'yadaron l'chol basar. That's a horrific pasuk. So we want to end with something more positive. So we go back to the tikkun, which is in Pashup Shat v'yam midei chodesh b'chodesho midei Shabbat b'Shabbato. Every month and every week, they're all going to come and bow down before me. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Min ha-Pesach v'ad ha-Atzeres, he says there in the Mishnah, that the judgment is from Pesach till Atzeres. Shenamar u'midei Shabbat b'Shabbato. The Mishpat Rishayim, the Rabbi Kiva learns, is 12 months. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says it's from Pesach till Atzeres. And this means as follows, that in the pasuk it says midei Chodesh b'Chodesho u'midei Shabbat b'Shabbato. Chodesh b'Chodesho means that we go back to that same month. That when an event happened on Tishrei, the next Tishrei, we go back to the same month and the same date. Shabbat b'Shabbato, but we never go back to the same Shabbos. When something happens on Shabbos, the next Shabbos, it doesn't repeat itself. It's not the same Shabbos. The next Shabbos afterwards is a different Shabbos. The months repeat themselves. Nisan this year, Nisan next year, Nisan the next year. But the Shabbases don't repeat themselves. What does it mean, midei Shabbat b'Shabbato? So in that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that we find two Shabbases that are dependent on each other. A Shabbos and another Shabbos that are connected. Min ha-Pesach v'ad ha-Atzeret. Like the Rishonim bring the Pasuk, U'sfarta lechem yimachor, it says Shabbos, Ad mimachos haShabbos haShviis. You count from the day after Shabbos, which means the day after the first day of Pesach, until the end of the seventh week. Ad mimachos haShabbos haShviis, till the end of the seventh week, which means Shavuos. That's what it means. Midei Shabbat b'Shabbato. Shabbat shetzluya b'Shabbat acheret. Shtei ha-Shabbatot ha-Eile tluyot zo bazo. So these two Shabbosos, the first day of the Omer and Shavuos, are dependent on each other. They connect to each other. So it means midei Shabbat b'Shabbato. So since this pasuk is talking about din, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri learns that this is This is the din from Pesach till Atzeres. Yochanan Meir doesn't argue with me de chodesh b'chodesha. Because he agrees that if 12 months pass, אם קרה שעברו י' ב' חודש ולא נכלל בזמן הפסח ועד העצרת, המשפט הוא אכן י' ב' חודש. אבל כאשר נכלל בזמן מפסח ועד העצרת, אומר רב יוחנן בן נורי, שגם זה יכול לבוא במקום חודש בחודשו. כלומר, מדי חודש בחודשו ומדי שבת בשבתו, אלו הם שתי אפשריות. There are really two possibilities. It could be a 12 months, or you can also be, they can also be yotzei their din min haPesach v'ad haAtzeres. Those are the two tracks: the midei chodesh b'chodesho track and the midei Shabbos b'Shabbato track. And this is the makor that these days are days of din. Difficult days, and therefore they're nihugi avelus. These days are days of din. So we learn that midei Shabbat b'Shabbato is mekayim what's also fulfilled by midei Chodesh b'Chodesho. Hainu gam b'zeh, gam b'min haPesach v'ad haAtzeret, yesh hekef u'machzor shalem shel zman. Seder zman shalem shu mitchila v'ad hasof. גם פה יש את כל הזמן כולו, כמו בשנה שלמה, שכאשר היא עוברת, היא שוב מתחילה התחלה חדשה. כך גם פה הזמן הזה נחשב סדר ומערכת שלמה של זמן. וכך או מדי חודש בחודשו, או מדי שבת בשבתו. יבוא כל בשר להשתחוות לפני, אמר השם. So it's one or the other. They're both Seder Zmans. One Seder Zman is Chodesh B'Chodesho, and the other is Min HaPesach V'ad HaAtzeres. And once you finish the Seder Zman, Min HaPesach V'ad HaAtzeres, the new Ma'arechet Shel Zman. And therefore this is a Mishpat Shalem. This is enough for the Rishayim in Gehenim. Pasuk it says, Midei Shabbos b'Shabbato, we have two Shabbosos. Shabbos and another Shabbos. Shabbos which is the end, and Shabbos which is the beginning. And it's clear that's the union of Shabbos, like we say in Lechadodi. Lekrat Shabbat lechuvene alcha, ki hi makor habracha. Merosh mikedem nesucha, sof maaseh b'machshava tchila. In other words, Shabbos is the machshava tchila, and Shabbos is the sof maaseh. Sof Maisa is always connected to Machshava Tchila. When we get to the Sof Maisa, when we get to the end, Higanu Lotzi Lepol at Mashit Kavnu B'Machshava Tchila. We get to what was intended with the original Machshava. Shabbos encompasses both the Machshava Tchila and the Sof Maisa. So now when we speak about Shabbos as the beginning and Shabbos as the end, it's clear that we're talking about both the Sof Maisa and the Machshava Tchila. We say Midei Shabbos b'Shabbato. In other words, from Machos HaShabbos ad Machos HaShabbos. What this means is that we're talking about the Nekudas HaSchola of Shabbos until the Nekudas HaGemar of Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos Machshava Tchila. That's what's called Usvartem Lechem Machos HaShabbos. And Shabbos, that's Sof Maisa, that's the end. Ad mimachos haShabbos haShvi'is tisbruch hamishim yom. So here we have the whole Seder Zman, from the Machshava Tchila until the Sof Maisa. Kach yarei emet, be'emet hadvarim hem kach. Rega haleida shel tzurat Adam, oto Adam she'elav etkaven borei haolam b'briya, haya b'Pesach. When was man born? The man who was intended in the beginning of creation, Pesach. After the Chet of Adam HaRishon, the Briah is Bishvil Yisrael. Now, for that Suras Adam, that isn't shaykh to chait. Surat adam shekol atzma mechuvenet lataken et achet. Ve'otat surat adam nolda bepesach. Leidat klal Yisrael hayta b'leil yitziat Mitzrayim. U'moladetecha b'yom uledet otcha. Like it says in Yechezkel 16, we were born at Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there it says the whole Seder Advarim that you do to a baby that's born. ובמים לא רחצת למשה, והמלך לא המלכת, והחדר לא חוטלת, ותשלחי את פני השדה, בגור נפשך, ולא מולדת אותך. לא נעשה בילוד הזה שום דבר מכל הדברים שנעשים בתינוק שנולד. ומשך כתוב, ועבור עלייך, וערך מתבוססת בדמייך, ואומר לך בדמייך חיי, ואומר לך בדמייך חיי. And as for your birth, on the day you were born, your navel wasn't cut, neither were you washed with water for cleansing, nor were you salted, nor swaddled at all. No eye pitied you enough to do any of those for you, to have mercy on you, and you were cast on the open field. In the loathsomeness of your body, on the day you were born, and I passed by you and saw you downtrodden with your blood, and I said, "Bidamai chayi, with your blood you should live, with your blood you should live." And this we know from the Seder, "Rivva ketemachas sudden esatich vatirbi vatigdli vatavoi badi adayim shadaim nechonu sarech tzimech v'atei rom v'ariyam myriads." Like the plant of the fields I have made you, and you have increased and grown, and you have come with perfect beauty, breast fashion, your hair grown, but you were naked and bare, and I passed by you and I saw you. And behold, your time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over you, covered your nakedness, and I swore to you, and came in a covenant with you, says Hashem. And you were mine, and I washed you with water, I rinsed your blood off you, this is all from Yechezkel. And I anointed you with oil, and I clothed you with embroidered garments, etc., etc. I took care of you. Put a crown on your head, Vateres Teferes Baroshech. So the moment of birth was the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Sof Maisa that Klal Yisrael was supposed to come to was already then. It would have been Mekabel Torah Karoi, it would have been Zelcher Cheres from Malach HaMavis, Cheres from the Yetzahara, Cheres from Shibud Malchias, Kabbalah Satorah, Yasharti Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, Binyan Abayis, and we're done. We fulfilled our purpose. So in principle, the time of Pesach till Atzeres, in other words, it's the whole time from the Machshava Tchila till the Sof Maisa. The Machshava Tchila was when we were born at Mitzrayim, right after we were born, the second day of Pesach, and then the Sof Maisa is Matan Torah. So that's a whole Seder of Zman. It's a whole Machzor, it's a whole cycle of time. So this is the Seder Zman of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to the 12 months, which is the Seder Zman for everybody. כמובן המכוון בזמן הזה הוא לא לקלקולים שיצאו אחר כך, אלא הזמן הזה מתכוון לאותה קבלת תורה שלא נפגמה. So this time is not talking about how we messed up afterwards. It's talking about the pure Kabbalah Satorah, what was supposed to be. This time of Midei Shabbos b'Shabbato, from Shabbos until Shabbos Sof Ma, of the beginning till Shabbos of Sof Maisa. What's that? Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Which also relates to Shabbos. It says everybody agrees that on Shabbos the Torah was given. Like it says in the Gemara, Ad Mimachras HaShabbos Tisbru Chamishim Yom. The Gemara learns that the Shabbos Nitna Torah, because it says Zachar is Yom Shabbos Lekacho, and Zachar is Yom Hazeh Asher Yetzasim in Mitzrayim. Malahalan bitzumo shel yom. Afkan bitzumo shel yom. So when they were told Zachar Sam Shabbos Lekadsho, that was the day. So we go from Shabbos to Shabbos. Sof Maise, the Machshava Tchila. The Machshava Tchila, Mimachros HaShabbos of Pesach. It all started Shabbos. We start counting on the second day, but it's Mimachros HaShabbos, which is the first day of Pesach. That's when we were born. And then the Sof Maise is Kabbalas HaTorah, which is B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. So when the Torah it says, Ad Mimachros HaShabbos Tisbruch HaMishim Yom, so that's the day after Shabbos, which is meaning after the 7 weeks. But it all relates to Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk, V'ayim Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat O'Yavu Kol Basur L'Shtachav V'Slofonei Yomar Hashem. And this means, based on the Gemara Nida, Darshan is the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kili Techa Kol Berech Tishava Kol Lashon. That there's a, the Vlad, the fetus is made to swear when it's born. That it should be a good boy or a good girl. Darish Rav Simloi, Lama Vad Mavladoma Meimo, etc. Veni Yotzimishamach Mishbimos, Vishenema, Kilisachra Kol Berech, Tishava Kol Lashon. Kilisachra Kol Berech, every knee is going to bow to me, Zeyoma Misa, that's the day of death. Shenema, the fun of Yichu Kol Yorde Yofer, Tishava Kol Lashon, Zeyoma Leda, Shenema, and a Kichapaim, Uvar Leva, Vishalona Sela Shavnav Shiva, Lonish Balamirma. And what's the Shuah Shemashbim also? The Hitzadik Val Tihi Rasha. Adam yotzei le'olam im ha'shvu'ah. See, he comes to the world with this shvu'ah. He's a mechuyev b'shvu'ah. Tishava kol lashon z'yom ha'leida. Yom ha'misa's kili sichra kol berach. You're going to bow down to me. That's the time when we all bow down to Hashem. Bowing down is bittel. The height of a person is his kavod, his kiyum. When a person falls, it means that he doesn't exist. When he falls before somebody, when he bows down, he's mevatel, his stature, he nullifies himself towards that other person to whom he's bowing. That's the maisa v'shtachava. We're bowing down to the Borei Yisbarach, like the lashon of the pasuk, ishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Kshenachu korim u'mishtachavim lefnei melech malchem lachim ha'kadosh baruch hu perush hadavar, shanu ma'amidim et kol atzmenu, et kol kiyumenu, ki kiyum batel lefanav. We're batel. That's what Ishtachava is. And that's the Shorish of the Beis HaMikdash. Avraham Avinu says, Shvu lachem poem achamor v'ani v'anar ne'elcha atkov v'nishtachava v'nashuva aleichem. That's the place of bowing. U'bnei chatainu galinu me'artzenu v'nesrachaknu me'alam rasenu v'en anachni yicholam lalos v'leiros v'lishtachavos lefonecha. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is mechayev. It's mechayev Ishtachava. It's mechayev bittel. That's why when we daven, we have to bow down. Also, the idea of bittul, of nullifying ourselves, ki li sichra kol berech. That's the seder of the world. In the end, we're going to bow down. In the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, ki li sichra kol berech tishava kol lashon, so sichra kol berech is yom ha-misa. And tishava, the oath, is birth. So death comes before birth. Hashvu ba mitoch מכוח העובדה שמעיקר המשורש ותחילת קיומנו כל קיומנו לקראת אותה השתחווה. You're only making this oath because it starts with what's going to be in the end. The whole purpose, the self-maisa is כי לי סיכרה כל ברך, is ultimately to bow down. And maybe there's a shvu at the beginning that you're going to behave yourself, you're going to be a tzaddik and not a rasha. So we make the shvu because of what comes at the end. So therefore we start with the end. That's the Siba. Ki li sichra kol berech. And therefore, because in the end you're going to bow down, in the end there's going to be bittul, therefore at the beginning, tishava kol lashon. Adavar barur, ki ha-shvua opol yotze me'avda shenu mechuyavim lekach. Kach hu alo adin. Ulei kein ein b'rech b'chlal nitan la'ashpia mishu. כיוון שזה כל הקיום, כל עצמו של הקיום מכוון להגיע אליו יתפרח בחזרה, אנו חיים במסלול מסוים מתחיל בלידה ונגמר במוות. כשבלידה אנו יוצאים לאוויר העולם, יוצאים לאיזושהי דרך ומתחילים ללכת. אבל כבר מתחילה אנו הולכים לקראת. That's life. Life we're going back to ultimately the ishtachava. בסוף הדרך. So that's our whole kiyum. And our whole kiyum is based on this shvua. Because ultimately it's going to bring us this oath that we're going to act properly. Because ultimately we're going to the place of Sichra Kol Berech. When it says, Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat Yavo Kol Boser L'Shtachav Aslafon Ayomar Hashem. This means that he's going to come back to that place of L'Shtachav Aslafon Ayomar. הוא מגיע בחזרה לאותו מקום שהוא המוביל לשתחוות, לשתחוות לפני. When we go to the base המקדש and we bow down, we're going ultimately to the place we're going to bow down. And somebody who veered from this path, הרי שזהו המשפט. המשפט הוא להחזיר אותנו בחזרה אל אותו מסלול הנמתח בין תשבע כל לשון לתרע כל ברך. המסלול הזה נמתח בין רגע הלידה ובין יום המוות. So this judgment is to bring us back to that path that goes from Tisha B'Av Kol Lashon until Tichra Kol Berech. That's the correct path of life. And that's the idea of Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh Mei Shabbos B'Shabbat Yavo Kol Boser L'Shtachav Aslafon Ayomar Hashem. So when Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat we're talking about from the Shabbos of Pesach till the Shabbos of Shavuos. And the judgment in this time, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that's the judgment. It's to put us back on that path of Pesach till Shavuos, of fulfilling our purpose in this world, of being born, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and ultimately receiving Torah as we're supposed to. So in the Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho, we go back on the path, that's Mishpat Rishayim Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the entire Prisav Zman, the entire time structure, framework. So that's one tikkun, the 12 months, Chodesh B'Chodesho. And that also, Chodesh B'Chodesho, Yavo Kol Boser L'Shtachavos, we want to put him back to a place where he's, ultimately he's bowing down. And then Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato, we have a different Seder Zman. And this is the Seder Zman that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Of Pesach till Shavuos, the two Shabboses. And their judgment is to get the person back. That's what judgment is, to get the person back on the path of L'shtachavos L'fanei Amar Hashem, which is why he was created. עכשיו, מהו הדבר שכל משך הזמן הזה איתו ועל ידו אנו הולכים במסלול הזה? שבאמת מסלול קבוע מאותה נקודת התחלה ועד לאותה נקודת סוף. ובכוחו, אנו הולכים כל הזמן לאותה מטרה. How do you get to that, to your goal? What's the path? The path is Omer and Sfira. That's what we do. Omer is Mimachras HaShabbos, right after we're born. And that brings us to the Sof HaDerech, to the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Chazal called Omer, Bris HaOmer, Tishava Kol Lashon. For Klal Yisrael, that's the Bris HaOmer. Omer is Krisas Bris, as hopefully we'll talk about elsewhere. Evetem et Omer Reishit Kitzilchem al HaKohen. HaOmer Ma'amid Otanu al HaMaslul HaZeh. The Omer is what puts us on this path. At the beginning of the path, in the Hemshech, the continuation is through the Omer. this ma'avar, this transition from Yom HaLeda until the Sof Ma'isa, from Tisha B'Kol Lashon, the Shavu at birth, until Tichra Kol Berech. That's what Omer is supposed to do. Again, Omer is Gematria Yakar, which is Kavod, giving Kavod to the Borei. And Omer is a carbon Reishis, a carbon of the beginning, Reishita Katsir. And it starts a new Mahalach, a new process. It begins a new process. Sfirat Omer hu hamshech shel oto Omer. So the sphere is just a continuation of that Omer, of that beginning, that you're bringing everything, you're showing it all belongs to Hashem. And we continue this until Sof HaDerech. Chen kshanachnu nimtzim betoch hayamim haelo, harei shehadavar nogea gam avoreinu, lav dafka leelo shenimtzim sham bezman hakravat haOmer. It's a seder zman sheborei olam kava, shebonu nechnasim l'oto maslul. That's how we get on the path again. The Omer. And make sure that we don't veer from the path. Because we started with this carbon reishis l'Hashem. That shows vayter that everything is from Hashem. All the parnasa, all the ochel, all the man. It's all from Hashem. Omer is the man, is the shear of the man. Ze adavar, ze omer em asfira. Shenachom amshichim ota ve'ochim ita. הלכת הכוונה שעם אותה ראשית אנחנו ממשיכים ואורחים עד לסוף דרכנו עד שהדרך שלנו נגמרת אנחנו יצאנו ממצרים שם נולדנו משם תחילת דרכנו כל מה שאנחנו עושים בעולם everything we do in this world they're all supposed to bring us there to Mamre Har Sinai that's the path from our birth Pesach to Mamre Har Sinai Shavuos And even if we veer off the path, then it's going to come the Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, or that Din, and it's going to bring us back on the path. Until we're in a matzah where we're always Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, Yavo Kol Basar L'Shtachavos L'Fanai. Everybody's going to come. Everybody who's Zoche. And then you go to the place where Yavo kol basar l'shtachavos l'fanai ki li sichra kol berech. So, we're not there yet, sweet friends. We still have a lot to talk about. So please stay tuned. And Amir Tzah Hashem, B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue this beautiful Mahalach li neder in the next shir. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.